And we are back from the Business Writers Conference, brought to you by Business Writers Exchange, broadcasting live from the Renaissance Birmingham Ross Bridge Golf Resort and Spa. Stone Payton, Darren Parkinson here with you, wrapping up this conference. There have been some marvelous speakers. We have enjoyed so much of the last few days. We've learned a ton, caught up with some old friends, made some new ones. This is going to be a fantastic segment, though. I'm so glad we were able to pull this gentleman out. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast, senior partner with Media Connect, Mr. David Hahn. How are you, man?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Well, we are delighted to have you. I was telling you before we went on air, I got a chance to catch the very tail end of your talk, and you were just dripping with knowledge, and I could just see people on the edge of their seat soaking it up. There's so much to be shared with these, even established authors, but certainly aspiring authors, when it comes to capitalizing on and leveraging the opportunity to appear on media. Or at least that's what I thought I caught in the last part of the talk. What was your talk about?
So my talk was about two things. Basically, that you want to create media credits that can be included in your bio to give you greater credibility, cachet, and put you above everyone else that you're competing against, whether it's for a speaking position, for a consulting job, or even for future media. If you have those media credits on your bio, you're a step above everybody else. The second point was that you can do it as a fledgling author, you can do it as a seasoned author, simply by learning some of the tips and techniques and tricks of the trade that we PR people use. It's not rocket science, and I went over a number of techniques and methods we use to get and gain those media interviews and those credits.
So what are some of the mistakes that a novice or even an experienced author might make if they don't really capitalize and get the benefit of someone with expertise in this arena like you? I bet you see some common mistakes over the years, haven't you?
Sure. I would say typically people just don't focus enough. They think that they can pray and spray, and that usually doesn't work, where you just send out a bunch of press releases or you send out a bunch of books. And there's some tailoring, but it's not that concise or that targeted, I should say. And that's really the biggest thing, is that you need to be very focused on what media outlet you're approaching. Tailor your pitch, as we call it, very much to that outlet, and reach out to them in an appropriate way. Most of the time these days, it's an email. You don't want to get them on the phone. That's difficult. You don't want to leave a lot of voicemails. They like to be texted, or they like to be tweeted at, and mostly they like to be emailed too. So that's one common mistake I see. The other one is just not really thinking about the right media for their book. The more targeted you can think about the media, the better.
And this day and age, maybe it's always been true, but I'm operating under the impression that this day and age, a great many media outlets do have a very specific niche audience. And so it's smart to know about that and speak to that and go after that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's especially evident when you talk to bloggers and podcasters. I would say bloggers and podcasters obviously are the new media, and they are generally very niche-oriented, and they want to speak about very specific things, and their audience has a very specific mind frame. So, you know, it's not just technology. It's some very particular aspect of technology, or it's not just customer service. It's one very particular aspect of customer service. And the more you can drill down, podcasts are a wonderful way of getting exposure. They're obviously, you're reading a very attentive audience, as we all know. If you're listening to a podcast, that's like a designated TV appointment TV show, as we say, right? That's something you're very intentional. It's not like having the radio on in the background. Bloggers, similarly, you know, it's not just mommy bloggers. Mommy bloggers often have very specific things they want to write about. So that's why if you take that extra, you know, 2 minutes to study a media person, whether it's a blogger, a podcaster, or a traditional media, TV show, radio show, print outlet, and just think about what they're covering, how they like to cover things, and you tailor your approach appropriately, that's the most effective use of your time.
All right, so client base for Media Connect, confined to authors, or is it also speakers? Who is your client base?
Mostly authors. Mm-hmm. I'd say 85% of our business is promoting authors, and it's all kinds of authors. We generally promote nonfiction authors, and within nonfiction, I would say business, health, politics, current events, memoirs, are just some of the bigger categories, but really nonfiction across the board. So it's fun. I've loved this industry. I've been in it for 30 years, and it's always something new, and I learn a lot. So I would say books, and then we do work with some companies and associations, but for the most part, it's authors.
So what does that look like in the early stages? So let's say that I am an author that's about to have a book released, or maybe it's been out for a little while, and I've learned from coming to a conference like this, you know, I need to engage someone like a Media Connect. What does that look like in the early stages? Do you and I hop on the phone and we talk it through, or tell
right.
us a little bit
How's
about that?
How does that get going? Yeah, good question. I get asked that a lot. So the best thing is just that, a phone call, an initial conversation. I always ask if I'm going to have a conversation with an author, if they could send me the book in advance. If I have time to read it before the conversation, great. Even if I can just skim it. And if you don't have the book completed, it's still in draft form, that's fine. Or if it's not even done, but you can send me a table of contents, a good seasoned publicist can really look at a website, can look at a table of contents, and at least have a pretty good feel of like what kind of experience they can bring to bear on that particular book campaign. So you start with that transfer material and then the phone call. And then what we do in our case is after reading the book and having that initial conversation to learn the author's goals, to learn more about their background, their perspective on the book's subject matter, and their budget, then we come back with a proposal, a written proposal, so they can really evaluate along with references, if we're a good fit.
So there's the media appearance itself, but there's also tremendous value on the backside of that. There's so many ways to repurpose your appearance and really leverage it nowadays as well, right?
Yeah. It's kind of, as I said during my talk, it's the golden age of public relations. There's just so many channels now that you can repurpose your interview. I'll give you one quick story. It's just a good example of the way things reverberate. We had one author get a write-up of his book on Business Insider, the big online business news site. That piece got picked up by Slate. The same piece. That piece was read by a CBS Saturday morning TV national show producer who called us up and said, I'd like to have that person on the show. So we live in an age where things just bounce around in unanticipated, fantastic ways. And obviously you can do a lot of this intentionally by, anytime that guy, for instance, David Berkus, who was on CBS, took that TV interview and, of course, blogged about it. He tweeted it out with a link. He put it through all the social media channels he possibly could. Of course, you put it up on your website. So we call that amplification. So that's why this is a golden age. One media hit now can live forever and, be seen by many, many more people. The other kind of cool thing I like to tell everybody is everything is international now because of, being online. You don't have a local hit. Anything that gets onto the internet can be seen by anybody at any time, anywhere around the world. Now, obviously, there's maybe you're on the 10th page of the Google search, so it's unlikely. But over time, I've drilled down to 8th, 9th pages and found gems. So it's such a interesting time. And it's like I said, I think it's just a golden age for public relations.
Now, you mentioned podcast earlier. With your experience, expertise, 30-some years in the industry, one could really expect possibly to get placement in some larger national venues, TV, NPR, that kind of thing, and that's fantastic. But I get the sense that you believe there's genuine value in properly produced, the appropriate niche podcasts as well. Is that accurate?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It goes back to what I said earlier. You know, we used to rely on the three networks for our news, or we used to, you know, rely on certain, you know, big media for our content. And that's all changed. I mean, they're still obviously very influential. But now, especially, again, for instance, my daughter lives out in San Francisco. She's in the tech field. She listens to a podcast every morning, A16Z, I think it's called, Mark Andreessen, his podcast. So you get dedicated people now. Instead of listening to the morning drive radio, they may be listening to a very specific podcast, and my other children do, all these millennials, but I do it myself because it's something I'm really interested in. I'll listen to soccer podcasts just because it's very particular to what I'm interested in. So that idea of having a very engaged audience listening to you talk in depth over a 30-minute, 60-minute podcast that can be repurposed, wow, that's good stuff.
Yeah, and no accidental listeners there, right? They're 100% intentionally engaged. If they're listening, they're there on purpose. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you've obviously made a tremendous contribution to the conference. Do you feel like you're coming away with some value on your own?
I've had such a good time. I can't wait for the next one. You know, it's a mix of talking to the authors and getting to know them and give them feedback and hopefully work with them one day. But just as much, I always learn so much at these things, listening to agents, fellow publicists, the way they approach things. And I think the favorite line I heard was from Jeff Herman this conference. You know, we talk so much about platform, and it's almost become like such a buzzword in publishing. And he just said, yeah, your platform, it's basically the publisher wants to know how many books you can sell just by sneezing.
That is a great line. We had Jeff on the show a few weeks ago. And he's
funny guy, very, very smart and very funny.
All right. So it sounds like you would recommend this conference to both aspiring and established authors and people in this ecosystem, publicists, editors, yes?
Yeah, I think it's good for obviously authors and people in the industry, but there's so many people that, you know, are affiliated with it or really an important part of it, ghostwriters, designers, social media specialists, freelance editors. So, you know, I think anybody who's related to a book project in any fashion or form would benefit.
All right. Where can our listeners go to learn more, maybe have a conversation with you or someone on your team, a website, a LinkedIn, phone number, whatever's appropriate?
Sure. No, I'm always happy to give out information like that. Our website is very comprehensive. We have lots of case studies, lots of testimonials. My contact information is up there. It's www.media-connect. connect.com. So it's media-connect.com. Lots of information there. My direct dial, if you ever want to give me a buzz, I'm happy to talk to prospective authors. That's what we do. 212-593-5847. And like I said, you'll see my email on the website.
All right. David Hahn, senior partner with Media Connect. It's been an absolute delight visiting with you this afternoon. Thanks for making the time, man.
Yeah, my pleasure. This was fun. Thanks.
All right. We'll be back in a few from the Business Writers Conference, brought to you by Business Writers Exchange.